Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, folks. Our next guest, Andronica Morris, is the head of Housing NOLA and Housing Louisiana, the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. And she joins us to talk about Senate Bill 484 that is authored by Royce Duplessis. Andronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Newell, for having me back on.
So tell us about what this bill, the importance of this bill, and what it will provide.
So this bill, introduced by Senator Duplessis, will introduce a much-needed reform to the Fortify Roof program. It will do the first big thing that it will do is mandate that if you upgrade your roof to the Fortify Roof, that you will get a minimum discount on your insurance premium. We've been seeing wildly inconsistent rates being offered, things as little as nothing something through truly life-changing numbers that will actually help people. And we can't be using public money and not being assured that that investment is actually going to lead to benefit. And part of that's because the insurance companies are not they're not looking at this in the right way. They're not following the directions. They wanted a cap. They wanted to make sure they didn't pay too much in relief, provide too much in relief. But we went too far in the wrong direction. We've got to have a floor. We've got to have a minimum to make these investments worthwhile. And this is the bare minimum that's being suggested in this bill. It's between 20 and 30%. We think it should be 30%, which will match what Alabama has done with their program. We keep saying we've copied Alabama's program, but we haven't. This is one of the key pieces that's missing from Alabama's program. And there's more. I want to take a breath.
What's interesting is that I have been hearing more and more from folks about the fact that they've gone through the process. Some have taken the money, some haven't, but a lot have actually put up fortified roofs. And they were shocked to learn when they went to their insurance company that these discounts that allegedly existed out there kind of disappeared and dissipated in a very quick fashion. And, you know, one of the reasons that they made the investment right off the bat was to try and get to a more affordable premium base relative to homeowners, and it's not turned out that way. Some folks actually borrowed money to do their fortified roof. So now they have the debt of the fortified roof, and they have no savings on the homeowners insurance side, and now they're even in a more of a financial pickle than they were in when they started this process. And something just seems fundamentally disconnected there. I mean, I don't know if our messaging is off or what is off. But I like you, you know, I liken it to the economic development argument. We want to be like Texas, okay? And then we pass bills, we pass laws. We're not anything close to Texas. It's like, well, what happened to being like Texas? I mean, you know, in Texas, they don't exempt school board taxes. Why? Because
right.
they recognize how important that is in order right. to have a legitimately funded public school system. Here, we do.
Right.
It's like, well, what happened to
right.
being like Texas? And I guess we're finding out that we're not like these other programs that have been successful yet again.
Right, because we keep changing them, making tweaks that don't keep in mind the needs of our community, right? That we've got, yes, there's a balance that's necessary. There's a real concern about how insurance works. People need to, this is an investment that you make to protect your home, to protect your investment, to protect your business. And the insurance company has to be able to take that money and manage the risk and give it back to you when the worst happens. But that's the balance. It's not, it needs to be all upside for the insurance company in the hope that if you pay them enough, and it's truly sometimes a hope, given the fact that after Hurricane Ida, we had 11 companies fail on us. It really does need, we need better regulation. And if that doesn't mean necessarily more regulation, it means better regulation. And as we call for deregulation, as we call for allowing the insurance companies to do whatever they want, so that we would have that, so then maybe they will come back. That's fundamentally wrongheaded. We've got to talk about making our community safer. Our homes got to be safer. And then we've got to talk about what people can actually afford, what makes sense for them to invest. Because if they can't pay the insurance premium, this is some basic math here. If they can't pay their insurance premium, then they can't have insurance. If it's not affordable, and therefore it's not sustainable. So you could have someone paying insurance for a couple of months and then not, and then losing that insurance because they can't pay it down the line.
So obviously that's the hallmark of this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 484 mm-hmm. by Senator Duplessis. What else does it provide?
It also provides for another piece that's similar to Alabama. When you look at the Fortify Roof program, it doesn't work in everyone's home. It works in a lot of people's homes. It's actually been, and this is one of the reasons why we think that the mandate is necessary, because the Fortify Roof program is a technology, a building technology funded by the insurance companies, because they wanted to see if there's a way that we could improve the quality of our housing stock, particularly in the Deep South in hurricane prone areas, right? The Fortify program that installation makes sure, guarantees that if it's done correctly, the house can withstand up to category 3 winds. It'll keep the roof on, which will stop a lot of damage coming into the house. But so not everyone's house can do a fortified roof, or that you need more than just a fortified roof. You might need to make some additional improvements on your home. And what's happening now with the program is if you don't meet those qualifications, you're disqualified. And so what Senator Duplessis's bill also recommends is that there's an opportunity to match those people with nonprofits who have other dollars that could help close the gap, right? So if the roof itself costs $15,000 and you only have $10,000 being granted to you and you don't have it, or you have another $8,000 in other needs, why not pair you with a nonprofit who could either help you raise the funding or may have the funding and put it all together? Let's stack it. Let's stack these investments. And instead of just saying, nope, you're out, you're disqualified. And that's another big piece that we think is pretty important. You've got some nonprofits who've gone out and raised this money to help people build fortified roofs, and they're putting all of it into a single roof. Why not blend these resources and say part of it's coming from the state, part of it's coming from philanthropic and donations, and we can help more people.
No, absolutely. Why would anybody be opposed to that?
Right. And then and another piece that one of the things that we think that also should be changing is that the insurance program, the funding that's available for the insurance program should also help help people access this different kind. There's at least one other reduction program, the wind mitigation program, that might be more suitable for other people. Like, you may not be able to do the full fortify, but you can upgrade your roof to our new building code, and that still gets you a discount. So we also think that you need to be talking about a discount, a mandated discount, if you put one of the, if you build your roof to code, and that the insurance department's program say, hey, if you've been selected, if you cleared the you cleared the hurdle and you got in, we're going to just help you fund whatever it is that your house needs that will make your house safe and will give you access to the insurance breaks. So those are the big pieces that this would change and that this would address. And so that we're not just simply doing fortified roofs. We're trying to do safe roofs, safe houses, safe homes.
So where's the insurance commissioner on this bill?
We're hearing that he is opposed to it. He's opposed to the mandate. It doesn't fall in line. Everything that the insurance commissioner's office has rolled out has been about making the insurance companies more comfortable, trying to incentivize them into coming back, as opposed to mitigating risk. And then mitigating risk and saying, for that investment, we need to see some guarantees and some assurances.
Yeah, you see, I kind of look at this a little different than most folks. I agree with everything you said, with exception of one thing. I'm not certain that they're managing their risk, meaning the insurance companies. I think they're managing their losses. Because if they were managing their risk, this fortified roof program, because they created the standard, they did the science behind it, they understand that if you lose a seal tab shingle, that the underlayment is what's really protecting the house from water penetrating the roof. That's managing risk, and that there should be some reward for that. But they, as you said, it's all over the map. We have a big problem right now, obviously, in this state, because a lot of people are going with non-admitted carriers in order to save money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving them, and Citizens is actually driving them to that non-admitted, opportunity. And from what I understand, non-admitted companies are not offering any discounts as it relates to a fortified roof program. And
that's right.
Look, I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong, but I do know when we're not sharing and completely transparent about what is actually happening out there from an operational perspective. And I've been very surprised to hear that we've got these nuances that people are ending upside down on a lot of these programs. And these fortified roofs, they're not terribly cheap, depending on the construct of your home. Some a lot cheaper than others, but I hate to see this where we're just not sharing all of the information available to us in our experience set right now. I can tell you, in Jefferson Parish, we just renewed some policies. There's little or no options. Truly.
Right. And that's the problem that a lot of people are facing. They're not seeing a path forward, and that's dangerous. That's incredibly dangerous, and that's part of our concern, is that we do need to see something that makes it so people can actually stay here. They can actually live in their homes, and they can protect their homes, and they can protect their investments, and they can protect themselves. Look at what just happened 2 days ago.
And don't think for a moment that's not going to impact the availability of going to the, if you're out in the market trying to get homeowners insurance right now.
Correct. So we can talk about this, and we can mitigate risk. We have better building technology. I mean, Newell, you've been around a little bit longer than I, but we've both been around a minute. Can you remember a time like when we were not sure about how to put roofs back on, and not that roofing isn't it can be somewhat simple and it's really well done by a lot of good professionals out there, but the fact that we now have technology that we know that we have tested that can withstand Cat 3 winds to keep the roof on the house. So we've the building community, the insurance companies have helped with this. Other people have helped with this. And the people have called for this. We've talked about this. Every time we rebuild, we talk about what's the smartest thing to do. And there's always some tussling about that because you got people going, well, we don't need too many rules and things like that. But people are fundamentally going, yeah, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again. We have to invest in our infrastructure. We have to be smarter. We have to be safer. And we have to make sure that despite something that's coming, we can our communities are resilient instead of our people just having to come back and pick up the pieces. And we have that now. And so not to prioritize this, not to create a myriad of programs to make sure that any disaster relief that's coming, any whatever program works best for that homeowner, whatever works best for that home, isn't something that people can access. And so it's a combination of investments and grants. And for everyone who can afford to do this, if they are not going to get a benefit out of it, they're not going to do it. I mean, we've got to see a wholesale change in our building stock. And we won't have that happen if there aren't incentives for the people that make it so that they can stay here.
You know what drives me crazy, and I say this all the time, there's some really low-hanging fruit as it relates to all of these issues. You know, when you think about food spoilage because of power outages that we have, you know, that a lot of insurance companies cover that, you know, that loss and other issues related to that. And yet we still allow people to plant a tree that's going to grow to 40 to 60 feet in height under power lines. And I'm like, why are we doing this? We know that it leads to nothing but bad outcomes. So why it's like, how do we continue to let people do this? I mean, it's not going to have the most immediate impact, but in 20 years from today, we will pat ourselves on the back saying we stopped planting trees under power lines. Why? Because it's knocking out power every time we have a bad thunderstorm, every time we have a hurricane, every time we have a tornado.
But we can also talk about how do we manage our power lines as well to make sure that maybe we do need that tree cover, but we also can we put the power lines underground in places where it makes sense, right? So it's not either or. It is the low.
No. I mean, it's a whole combination. It's a whole combination of things. But I mean, the reality is you get what you pay for. You want it underground, that's costly. Yes. You're going to be paying a lot more for power. Regulated utilities are not charities. But these are the things that we need to be thinking out 20 years from today. How much money do we want to invest in having to manage a tree canopy that's all entwined in our power lines?
Right.
And I would suggest to you that Entergy, parish officials, and others are spending a lot of time and money doing so. So why do we let them plant under that? It doesn't make any sense to me. And all of this impacts the whole homeowners insurance landscape. All of it is a contributing factor to it. We got to get smart about what we're doing here because we have a lot of challenges that a lot of other people around the country do not have. Andronika Morris, always a pleasure to talk with you. Have a great weekend. Thank you for coming on today. That's Andronika Morris. She leads the Put Housing First triad of organizations, the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance, Housing NOLA, and Housing Louisiana. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.